Michigan may have reached agreement with attorneys representing residents of Flint over the water crisis that poisoned an entire city, but not all city residents are on board with the agreement. This week, a federal judge from Detroit is hearing arguments in Genesee County in a special hearing from a cohort of folks who don't agree with the terms of the settlement, which is valued at $641 million. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody has been covering the proceedings, and he joins us now. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
What are some reasons why folks in Flint have questions or concerns or just outright reject the settlement with the state?
Residents of Flint have many questions and have many objections to this settlement. $641 million is a lot of money. But when you think about the fact that 50,000 people registered to be part of this settlement, that money begins to drop significantly as much as an individual may get. And there's also questions about how that money will be divided and the measurements that will help decide who gets more money than other people. One of the most significant objections that residents of Flint have is over a part of a requirement that residents have undergone a bone scan test. And the idea of the test is just to determine how much lead is present in an individual's bones. That may give an indication of what their exposure was during the water crisis. But there are questions about the device, which itself had not been approved for use on human beings, and whether the evidence that the device shows actually shows exposure during the water crisis. Then there's just people who think that the lawyers are asking for way too much money as part of this settlement. So residents of Flint have brought up several significant concerns about what this settlement means.
Steve, I understand that the former mayor of Flint, Karen Weaver, made an appearance. She wanted to speak to the judge. What did she have to say?
Mayor Weaver, one of the things she wanted to talk about was the need for corrective justice in the case of this settlement. She wanted to urge the judge to make sure the settlement, you know, addresses the problems that were caused by the water crisis. And she's not sure that this settlement, as it's currently constructed, does that. She pointed out, for example, that, yes, it's $641 million, which is a lot of money. But if you remember, there are tens of thousands of plaintiffs in this case. By comparison, she pointed out, Michigan State University settled with a little over 300 women who were abused by Dr. Larry Nassar for $500 million. Hmm. So she views that this is not an adequate compensation for the citizens of Flint.
Steve, is there any indication when Judge Judith Levy is going to respond to what people had to say to her this week?
The judge has said she expects to make a decision on giving final approval to this settlement in the next several months. Now, there are a lot of things for her to consider in that time, but she was, you know, she did appreciate what the citizens of Flint were mentioning during the hearing on Tuesday. Although she did say it did show that, you know, some of the limits that exist in the legal system.
Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody. Steve, thank you so much.
You're welcome.